In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. A blessed and beautiful Lord's Day to each of you, a blessed and beautiful Father's Day to fathers of all varieties, fathers, grandfathers, godfathers, spiritual fathers, a true joy to celebrate with you today. And I speak not only to all our fathers, but to all who have benefited and continue to benefit from fathers of every variety. And whether that father to you is still living with us or has passed into the coming kingdom. We have a wonderful gospel lesson today that falls on Father's Day. It doesn't always line up this way, but every few years this reading ends up on this particular Sunday, and I get a bit of a kick out of it when it does end up on Father's Day. Our lesson tells us of the calling of the first few disciples. And we heard Jesus saw two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, and they were in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. And Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Jesus. Interesting reading for Father's Day. It says, immediately James and John left the boat and their father. They left their father and followed Jesus. It's a very short, it's only two verses long, and yet Matthew was careful to mention that they left their father. That's an important part of the story. Now, it might seem like not the best Father's Day reading to some folks, but I think it might be the best Father's Day reading possible. Let's see if we can perceive what's going on here by looking at two other fathers from the gospel and then returning to Zebedee. The first father I want to mention comes to Jesus right after Jesus is transfigured on Mount Tabor. You may remember this encounter. Jesus is coming down the mountain to fetch his other disciples. He had been up there with Peter, James, and John. And there's some commotion going on. A father is there with his epileptic son, begging for mercy, for the oil of healing, as it were. And this father went to the disciples first, since Jesus had been nowhere to be found at the time. And then when Jesus was spotted, this father brought his son to him. And in spite of the weakness of his own faith, his boy is healed. But look what this father had. His faith may have been weak. Remember what he says. He says, I believe, help my unbelief. He had weak faith in his own heart. This father's faith may have been weak, but he had two greater things going for him. First of all, his love was strong. His love was strong, and we know that love is greater even than faith. And he knew who to turn to. He knew who to turn to, Jesus. And that boy growing up is now going to remember two things about his dad. Dad loved me, and dad turned to Jesus. Dad brought me to Christ when it really mattered, especially. And that's a good father. And there's something of Zebedee in him, which we'll get to in a minute here. The second father I want to mention is named Jairus. He had a 12-year-old daughter who was so ill that she was at the point of death. Jairus and the girl's mother had stayed at her bedside night and day while she grew progressively worse. At some point, this father knew that he had to do something terribly difficult. He had to leave his daughter to go get help. And he knew who to go to. Now, like the father with the epileptic son, Jairus had great love for his daughter, and he knows to turn to Jesus. What makes it harder for Jairus is he can't bring his daughter along with him. The other father could at least bring his boy with him. She's too sick. She's too sick to come along. So these two impulses, these two feelings, these two realities within him are in conflict. He either stays with his daughter and doesn't go to find Jesus, or he goes to get Jesus and has to leave his daughter at her hour of greatest need. Of course, Jairus does go. He goes to Christ, and while he's gone, she dies. Nothing more horrific to a dad Now, as we know from the story, his faith in Christ and his love for his daughter are rewarded in a most miraculous way. Jesus raises her from the dead. But it was only possible because Jairus knew who to turn to. Jairus knew who to go to. And it's not that Jairus chose Jesus over his daughter. Not at all. God forbid. It's not over his daughter. It's that Jairus' love for his daughter finds its fulfillment and finds its source in Christ, finds its full circle in Christ. His love for his daughter was not denied or subordinated by going to Jesus, but fulfilled. Jairus' love was completed and transfigured in a divine way. So getting back to Zebedee in the boat with his sons James and John, Jesus comes by and calls them to be his disciples. And it says immediately, without hesitation, they don't think twice about it. They left their boat and their father and followed Jesus. And I said that I think this is a fantastic Father's Day lesson. Because what does this say about Zebedee as a father? What kind of father must he be to raise two sons who first of all, can work in a business together? Now tell me that doesn't take a dose and a half of some real love. They got a business going. They work not only with each other, but with dad. You know, three of them in business together. That's some love there. But secondly, he raised sons who know to leave him when something greater, some greater act, some greater task, some greater work than fishing comes along and calls them. He raised two sons who leave him to follow Jesus just like that. Just like that. They knew by their father's love and their father's faith that when Christ comes, that's time to go. And just like Jairus leaving his daughter's bedside wasn't a denial of her, but a fulfillment of his love for her. In the same way, when James and John immediately leave their father and follow Jesus, that's not a denial of Zebedee by any stretch. That's the fruit of faithful and loving upbringing. That's a testimony to how Zebedee lived his love and his faith as a father. It shows that Zebedee had raised two boys to become young men who recognize love when they see it, or in this case, to recognize love when they see him. When they see love in the flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ. And with that in mind, I can think of no better tribute to fatherhood than what is demonstrated by Zebedee, a man whose love is so strong that he and his sons instinctively know who to turn to at the right moment, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.